Blog Talk Radio.
From the deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, the SRI Label Group, Wildlife Educational Services, and Blog Talk Radio present Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover with us the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we discover his wild world.
Hello everyone from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson, Wild World, every Sunday, a little early this time, but you can download it for free after the live broadcast. And we're sending it off to the Wild World News Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana to check on the honorable, distinguished, but always on time, Dr. Henry Day. Good afternoon, Doc.
Why, good afternoon, Mr. Batson. We're hitting about 86 degrees here on the patio in Indianapolis today.
Would that be the Wild World patio?
It would be. Yeah, we're expected to hit around 90 today.
Oh, my gosh. My goodness. Well, we have to do I'm not saying have to. We're going to do a reptile presentation, so I think the weather should be ideal.
Yeah, the animals will enjoy that for sure.
As long as we have shade.
Yeah.
It's a prerequisite. All right, we're off to the Wild World News Studios in Indianapolis.
It's now time from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
Well, good afternoon. It's August 26, 2018. This year has flown by so far. Would you agree? Well, our first two stories today stink. Yes.
No.
Are you ready?
Hold on. I'm going to get some deodorant.
A massive whale washed up near the town of Duxbury, Massachusetts on Monday this past week. Yeah, it was identified as a fin whale, also known as a finback, and estimated to be about 55 foot in length. Yeah, we're talking big stink there. Now, there's no visible signs of any trauma on the whale, so they're doing a necropsy to find out, you know, what killed the whale. But they decided that the whale will be buried on site there.
How big of a bulldozer will one need to bury a whale?
Yeah, that's a pretty big hole. Unless you remember years ago, a whale washed up on a beach, I don't remember where, but they decided to blow it up with dynamite.
And spread the aroma?
Yes. Well, what happened was it didn't disintegrate as they expected it would. Large chunks of flesh flying through the air. A car was smashed. People were injured. Yeah, they decided that probably wouldn't be a good idea to do. So, they're just going to bury it on site there.
Man, all I can say is,
all right, we're talking flower power. Here's our other stinky story. San Marino, California, a flower nicknamed Stink began blooming unexpectedly, causing visitors to flock to the Huntington Library to get a whiff of the so-called corpse flower. Now, a few years ago, we did a story on the corpse flower when it bloomed. They don't bloom very often, so when it happens, people rush to see it. Now, the flower is known for its rotten stench it releases when it blooms. Now, the orchid specialist, Brandon Tam, said that it smelled like rotting meat or decaying rats or gym socks.
Can you imagine people that attended that their clothing absorbed the odor of the and wherever they went afterwards, they go, you must have gone to see the corpse flower bloom.
Yeah, it is a special thing. Yeah, you can imagine that. Yeah. Yeah. Decaying rats.
Oh.
All right. Our next story takes us off to Stoneham, Massachusetts. Oh, they can fly? Yes, the Stone Zoo is looking for a female stork that flew away on Friday and has evaded captors ever since.
Oh, imagine that. Oh, there it flies again.
Well, what? It flew away? Well,
we need a bigger net.
Fly.
Oh, God.
All right, we've got an unusual story out of Bend, Oregon. Now, the snow is still melting there. But as it was melting, it revealed the carcasses of 19 elk believed to have been killed in an avalanche.
Oh.
Yeah, now you would think that animals, you know, would they, you know, but I guess that accidents do happen.
Well, you hear of these avalanches, and you always wonder, they never say anything about the wildlife that might have been affected, only the skiers that were up there and shouldn't have been getting blown down the mountain or mass amounts of snow. So that's wild.
That is pretty unusual. All right, well,
I have
got some happen.
National Park, though, years ago, something very similar that after the winter and all the snow had melted in the exposed the ground, they found a elk that apparently had been attacked by a mountain lion, and when the elk fell, it killed the mountain lion, but they were still, of course, together when the park workers found them after the snow had melted in Rocky Mountain National Park, which happens to be my favorite place in the world, in the fine state of Colorado.
That's right, and you know they've reported snow there in Denver already this past week. First snow of the season. Global warming.
Yeah.
All right. That's a pretty interesting story.
Thank you. Interesting is my middle name.
Well, we've got some happy conservationists in Concord, New Hampshire. Yes, officials say more piping plovers hatched on beaches this summer than any other since attempts to protect the federally threatened bird started in 1997. Yes, happy bunch of little plovers there, Concord.
A happy clover is a happy family, or should I say, flock of clovers.
Yes, plover bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Wyoming. Scientists have finished capturing and collaring 60 moose in the Bighorn Mountains in order to study the animals. Now, what they've discovered is moose don't like wearing collars.
Oh, my.
Thousands of dollars of research.
I can't imagine that.
No, me either. But no flying squirrels were reported, so I guess moose are going to be wearing their collars for some time.
I should have thought.
Always check with your local wildlife officials before you bring home any new pets. Newark, New Jersey. Now, I'm going to try this name. We'll see how I do. Lodzimi Lipkiewicz. Yes.
Can I hear that?
Lodzimi Lipkiewicz. All right.
Say
29 years old.
Get out.
He faces charges for illegally importing scorpions, giant millipedes, and other invertebrates. He has been released on bond, but anytime you bring an exotic animal into your neighborhood, you better check with your local wildlife officials, or you too may be on bond.
Hey, guess what we're bringing into our neighborhood?
Share it with us.
Well, I got a text through our Facebook page, Larry the Animal Guy and Friends, and they were complaining about these frogs in Florida. And when I saw a picture, I said, those aren't frogs. Those are giant Bufo marinus toads. And right away, the person sent the message. I know, sent the message. I said, I want a couple of the biggest you can find. She said, they're huge. I said, I want them. So supposedly they went out on an expedition this weekend. They're going to send us at least two giant Bufo Marinus toads to use for our lectures in schools this year. So we're excited about that.
Oh, yeah, I would be too. I have always wanted one. Now, I've had a lot of exotic animals, as have you, and never have had one.
Well, if they send us three, you will.
Nice.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to.
Just this don't let your dogs whack you on.
What's that?
Just don't let your dog or wife chew on it. They're venomous.
That's right, yeah. I had to think about that. All right, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, Anchorage, Alaska. Police are looking for a man who dumped fish heads in the woods near an elementary school.
Faces
a $300 fine for discarding garbage that attracts animals, which it did. A bear is credited for cleaning up the fish.
Well, yeah. Anybody in Alaska would know that fish heads attract bears. Good, duh.
Yeah, and you know what? Next to a grade school.
Hopefully, the children made a science project out of it.
Good idea.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we've got some disturbing news from St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, so far this year, a total of 540 Florida manatees have died.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, compared to 538 in 2017. Now, we're only in August, so it's not looking good. But experts blame an early cold snap and the toxic red tide algae in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
yeah, that's pretty disturbing. Now, the red tide's happening all across the United States, freshwater lakes, too. It's just we've had a warm summer, and unfortunately it creates this red tide. It's not good. In Florida, St. Petersburg, red tide there, 90 dump trucks full of dead fish, giant groupers, snappers, horseshoe crabs, and they're still collecting.
You know, that should have been in your stinky story category.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I should have had three stinky stories to start off with.
But I have to tell you, there's not a better fertilizer than fish. So maybe they can use them for growing something in Florida. Maybe.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out what to do with all of it. They talked about burning it, but you know.
Oh yeah. Cook the dead.
Yeah, well, then eat it if you're going to do that. We've got a bunch of animals have escaped. Yes, listen to the story. A bunch of animals have escaped. After 116 years, animal crackers are no longer behind bars. Yes, the packaging of Barnum's Animals, a classic Nabisco snack, doesn't depict the exotic creatures in cages anymore. Instead, a zebra, an elephant, a lion, a giraffe, and a gorilla are out roaming among the grass and trees.
Oh, my. Hide the children.
Yeah, yeah. That was a pretty crummy story, huh?
Yes, that was. But I did enjoy it. And it did bring tears to my eyes once again today. That's three times.
After 116 years, that's a long time to be in a cage.
That is. Ask you how.
All right, well, I'm afraid we've gotten to the part where you have to play Who's Gotten Older.
Oh, I just don't like this game. But maybe I'll do better today. I have no competition. Our guest, yep. Richie Garcia, is landing right now in Los Angeles, California. He will be with us, but I have no competition, so maybe I can actually win today. But I still don't like it.
Yeah, well, I'll play with you, but I have the answers here, so I'm going to win. So.
Okay.
All right, well, let's start out with how old do you think I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Kenny Rogers.
From the first edition. Oh, I love that song.
I do too.
I'm going to just estimate, or I should say guesstimate, 75 years. Young.
Well, I would have guessed around that too, but Kenny actually turned 80 years old on Tuesday.
Dang, he's old.
Yeah, and I just saw him in a commercial.
And he's still playing.
Good.
He's playing shows with Dolly still, I think.
Yep.
He takes one that inspires him. Okay, I'm sorry.
Led Zeppelin's Robert Plant.
I've cheated. I know that because I read it on the internet. He is 70 years old.
Well, I think you won that one. Yep, Robert turned 70 on Monday.
Yeah, I had that written down.
You were getting ready, weren't you?
I was ready for that.
Singer-songwriter John Hiatt.
Oh, that is a hard one.
I would have definitely missed this one. I would have been off on this one.
68.
Ooh, pretty close, 66.
Oh, God, I wish there was prizes in this game. I still don't like
it. Yep, I'm going to have to give that one to you, too, because I would have guessed around 70 on that one. All right, on Thursday this past week, singer-actor Rick Springfield.
You know, he used to be a soap opera star.
That's right.
It was a show called Jesse's Girl. No, I'm just kidding.
What, yeah, happened? I wish I had Jesse's Girl.
Yeah, I know. And he also gives good advice. Don't talk to strangers.
True that. Yeah.
I will say 73.
Oh, well, you're not too far off. Rick actually turned 69 on Thursday this past week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was only 4 years.
I would have guessed him just a little younger, but what do I know? He was at the Indiana State Fair this year. What's that?
He was at the Indiana State Fair this year.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to see him?
No, but my grandma did. She enjoys him.
Well, I'm glad somebody does.
I was just kidding.
Bassist Gene Simmons of Kiss.
Oh, my God. 110.
114 was my guess. But Gene turned 69 yesterday.
No comment. There's a million jokes there, but I'm not saying them.
Yeah, all right. One more. Let's do musician Elvis Costello.
Oh, now there's a hard one. I will say 65.
Well, I'm going to have to give it to you. He's the same age as me. He is 64.
Oh, when I'm 64.
Close enough.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't. I think I do.
Well, let's hear it.
When I get older, losing my hair many years from now, will you still be sending me a flower? Oh, have we got a...
Sorry. The piano's out of tune.
All right, well, I don't know if you've heard this or not, but the Eagles, the band's trademark greatest hits album, has moonwalked past Michael Jackson's Thriller to become history's best-selling album.
I read that.
Unbelievable. Their greatest hits from 1971-75 is now certified 38X Platinum, which means it reached 38 million copies.
The album. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The album was released in 1976 and pushes Michael Jackson's Thriller to second plates, which only has 33x million platinums. Yep.
I'm sorry. I cannot figure out how they both beat out Pink House of the Rising Sun by Frigid Pink.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. You know, even with all that information, I bet Don Henley is still whining. He will still whine, no matter what.
He's still angry. You know, our guest, Richie Garcia, has actually played with Don Henley, and we'll have to ask him whether Don's angry all the time.
Okay, that's great. You know, I know that Don Henley has a lot of fans, but I'm just tired of the whining. All right, well, let's do the fact of the day, and we'll get our guest on.
Hopefully.
Now, there's still some old laws still out there on the books. In Cleveland, Ohio, it's illegal to catch mice without a hunting license. Yeah. Also, in New Orleans, Louisiana, it is still illegal to tie your alligator to a fire hydrant. And that's the Wild World News for August 26th.
Well, once again, a great job done by Dr. Henry Day and his staff at the Wild World News headquarters, which is now HD, and they have this beautiful, acoustically perfect, knotty pine paneling. It sounds so fantastic. And we want to remind everyone, the SRI Label Group is our underwriter for Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. The SRI Label Group is for people that love all music, rock, jazz, blues, country. It's all there, artists and their classic recordings. Best of ELO, Little Richard, Live, Chambers Brothers, Hall & Oates, a catalog of thousands of recordings available for download or just to listen to. Explore an amazing music collection at the best musical site, the SRI Label Group. Check it out today, srirecords.com.
Thank you.
Dr. Day.
Yeah. Hello?
Did you hear the Wild World hotline?
Yeah.
He just called. He just landed. He's waiting for a bus, and we're anticipating his call at any moment. So don't keel over and excite. So this is very exciting. Absolutely. Percussionist Richie Garcia has played with Sting, Phil Collins, Diana Ross, Don Henley, Patti LaBelle, Frankie Valli, and other greats in the music world. But teaching music may be his proudest moments. He has an honorary doctorate in music instruction and brings those amazing accomplishments to Larry Batson's Wild World here eventually on Blog Talk Radio. So we're so excited. What a great sound he has, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Oh, absolutely. He has three albums on the SRI label group, the Latin label, Flamingo Jazz, which is very appropriate title for that. So we're excited. And I'm waiting for my little light to come on here at any moment that says he will be here. He is with us.
Well, while we're waiting, I got a couple more stories for you.
Oh, great.
Sacramento, California. Surfing is now California's official sport. Yeah.
Wow.
Surfing USA. Governor Jerry Brown announced Monday while signing a bill making it so. Yes, surfing is now California's official sport.
Do you know a little bit of Surfing USA, Dr. Day?
Well, everybody's gone surfing USA. I got a 37 wagon and we call it a Woody. I think that should probably be enough on that. But, you know, on the Woody, yeah.
Yeah.
It ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it still gets me where I want to go.
That's right. Surfing USA.
All right, here's some more interesting news out of Syracuse, New York. The Jim Diner got a special guest when Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Debbie Harry of Blondie stopped in for a bite before her concert at the fair there.
Oh, how nice.
The locals were excited they got to have a sandwich with Debbie Harry.
Did the Wild World News staff uncover what she actually had at the fair?
No, we tried to find out, but they're keeping it a secret.
I'm saying a vegetarian elephant ear.
Elephant ears. Not a real elephant ear.
No, but really, really good elephant ears.
All right. Dover, Delaware, a tractor trailer slammed on its brakes, sending chicken fat onto the road there. Yeah, the slicking lanes were shut down for nearly 2 hours while they cleaned up the chicken fat.
Another 2 hours. Hello, Wild World. All right, let me give you that number to call us because we're live on the air right now. 515-602-9714. Right now. All right. And if you heard the hotline number, please do not use it or abuse the hotline number because that's specially designed for Dr. Henry Day and our guest that will be calling. In fact, maybe they'll edit that out, Dr. Day.
Okay, well, I'm glad they got that chicken fat cleaned up because, you know what chicken fat can be like.
I was getting ready to say another couple hours, that would be one of those stinky stories. Percussionist Richie Garcia has played with Sting, Phil Collins, Diana Ross, Don Henley, Patti LaBelle, Frankie Valli, Another great in the music world, but teaching music may be his proudest moment. He has an honorary doctorate in music instruction and brings those amazing accomplishments. See, that has more than four syllables, Dr. Day. I have trouble. To Larry Batson's Wild World, and just landed on the airport in Los Angeles, California. He is here. The doctor himself, Rich Garcia. Good afternoon, Rich.
Hello, are you? Am I supposed to say something? I'm sorry. I'm at the airport and it's so noisy. I just got in from the East Coast working with Frankie Valli and just getting ready to go home and then start some rehearsal soon to go out with Phil Collins. So I'm like all over the place these days.
Oh, well, Frankie Valli's favorite artist. We have to hear about what went on if you can tell us.
With Frankie, did you say? I'm sorry. It's hard to hear at the airport here, so it's very noisy.
Yes, Frankie.
Could you say again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, with Frankie Valli.
Yes, I was with Frankie Valli. We were just in the East Coast. We were working in Pittsburgh, in Chautauqua, New York, and Wolf Trap in Virginia. It was actually all very successful, high-sold concerts. And so now we're home for a few weeks, start rehearsals with Frankie. And then also I will be joining Phil Collins for the U.S. tour in end of September, all of October. So,
wow.
And I wanted to thank you. I think you've been playing some of my music, though, on your station, on your radio, I believe.
We have, absolutely. In fact, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's play us a little bit of Richie Garcia, and that'll give you a chance to kind of, I'm not saying get over the jet lag, but take a breath for a moment. This is Richie Garcia right here on the line.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
You're listening to my friend Larry Batson's Wild, Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
This is Larry Batson, broadcasting from Clinton Falls, Indiana. Our guest today, Richie Garcia. And this is Rockstar's Bud. And he's landed in the same place. He's hopping on a bus. Fantastic. And he's yelling at the porters as we speak. Hello, Richie.
Hello. Sorry. Like I said, I'm in the airport. The reception's kind of bad. You're kind of cutting in and out. But anyway, thank you so much for playing my song. That's from one of the CDs that I have called Nations 5. And it's a collaboration of five great musicians, one from the U.S., one from Argentina, one from Uruguay, one from Brazil, and me from Puerto Rico. So it's a great group of guys, great music, great fun. And I thank you for playing it on your radio station.
Well, we're quite honored to have you with us today, Richie, I'll tell you. As I mentioned earlier, it's a play with Tour with, which is very exciting. Hope he makes it to Indianapolis. Diana Ross, Don Hill, Patti LaBelle, Frankie Valli, Amy Grant.
Yeah, it's been a great career so far, and still not over. So thank God for that, that I can keep doing this and doing what I love to do. You know, my sons also play too, so it's all kind of family affair here.
Does he also play percussion?
Yeah, one of my sons is his name is Roland. He's the percussionist on Dancing with the Stars TV show.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, and then my youngest son, who's with me on this trip, is going to be covering for me with Frankie Valli while I'm gone to college. And then my oldest son is a trombone player and a bass player, and we also did a lot of different things, a huge online Christian ministry, also playing with different artists, things like that, too. So he plays a lot with Santana's son. Salvador Santana.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah,
wow.
So it's and my daughter, I have four kids, and my daughter is very, very big in art and bunch of things. So, they're doing really great, and very, very grateful to see them finding their way in their lives, you know?
Well, she can design your album covers. Your son,
yeah.
I can't imagine your son on bass with you playing the congas. What an incredible rhythm section that would be.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun. And, and it's so nice to see that they love what I love, too, you know. And I've been able to help them get going and with the different artists that I've worked with and you know, that kind of a thing. So.
Well, that's just the best. And also, you have this honorary doctor. I think it's the coolest.
That I have what? I'm sorry? A what?
Your honorary doctorate in college.
Oh, yeah, that was really something. I went to school in Illinois, in the state of Illinois, in Chicago, in American Conservatory of Music, where I had gotten my bachelor's in music education. And then that's when I joined Frankie Valli, and I started traveling the world, so I couldn't continue my studies, but of course, through my experiences and everything, I became a clinician, you know, doing seminars and stuff for Latin percussion, which is one of my major courses. And anyway, I did the first instructional video in the world of how to play multiple percussion for contemporary music rather than just Latin. And anyway, one thing led to another. I've written four books on how to play percussion. I've done, you know, just a lot of different things. I have videos. I have instruments that I designed that carry my name as my middle name. There's an instrument that musicians use that they play cowbell with their foot, and it's called the bracket. If you mount the cowbell, it's called the Gahate bracket. And that's put out by Latin Percussion. And I'm into everything. What can I say?
Well, it's called. And I know probably your proudest moments are when you teach education.
Oh, well, absolutely. I teach at the Musicians Institute in Hollywood, California. One day a week I teach Latin drumming and Latin percussion. And you know, that essentially my life is quite full with all kinds of different aspects. I'm kind of quieting down a little bit here. I'm getting on a bus right now. Let's see.
Well, did you tell all your fellow riders on the bus that you're now on the radio?
No, they're looking at me like you're talking too loud. But anyway, Larry, I want to thank you so much for having me on the station. Hopefully one of these days I can call again and have another talk with you. I don't know if you've played any of my other music from the other CDs. Do you have all of them or just the one that you play?
We have two or three that Mr. Leibowitz sent. You know, Mr. Leibowitz is the underwriter for our show.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, I know. We love promoting his label. Promoting the new label. Do you have to go?
I'm on this bus, and it's kind of hard to talk with everybody that's here. Can I call you again some other time, and we can, you know, follow up on, or any, if you have any other question for me now that I could answer. Like I said, it's kind of difficult to talk on the bus right now.
Right. Well, we'll schedule a better time. I didn't realize it's going to be so fratty, but
we can talk quite a bit. I have all kinds of stories about all of the different artists I worked with and everything. I did 13 years with Diana Ross. I was sub on the Lion King play. I did about 88 shows in a row. I just played on the recent movie that I called Coco.
My name is Chris. So kind of
anyway, you can hear the announcement on the
45 minutes to 60 minutes depends on traffic. Thank you.
So we'll schedule another one of these days, okay?
Yes, sir. Well, this has been fantastic radio. This is great. To our listeners around the world, here's Garcia on Blog Talk.
Thank you, Larry. Take care.
Cantarle a toda mi gente un ritmo bien diferente que se baila como es.
Allí entre amigos cantando con la tambora, timbal y la tumbadora, Carlitos, Richie y Daniel. ¿Qué?
Llegó la gracia por
Hi, everyone. This is Shelly Leibowitz. You're listening to my friend Larry Batson's Wild, Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
This is Blog Talk Radio. We had a wonderful and brief conversation with Richie Garcia here today, percussionist Dr. Day. That was so much.
Yeah, you can't sit still, can you?
I cannot sit still. I can feel the salsa in me right now. And speaking of salsa, Elizabeth, would you like to say something to our worldwide audience? Elizabeth the Baboon has joined the Wild World News, or the Wild World Studio, I should say. She's having a wonderful time here, looking at the various monitors and controls I have to try and operate here. And she's drinking my beverage of green tea, sweetened, decaffeinated. Could you hear her, Dr. Day?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll let her have a chance at the keyboard. She can probably do better than you do.
Well, that's probably true. And now she's decided she's...
Well, you remember how she was with the knobs. Tell our listeners what she did to the TV.
The TV.
How's she playing the piano now?
It's called Primate Cycle Beret. Something she's written for us here on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shows on there, but none of them have baboons, do they?
Not playing the piano.
Not playing the piano. Primate Cycle Beret here on Blog Talk Radio. And now she's grooming me, and hopefully she doesn't find it. But what a great filler here. We lost our Richie Garcia, you know, he had to maintain the rock star lifestyle, which may have to go, probably go to bed. More music! I can't believe it. Absolutely fantastic. Well, Dr. Day, a wonderful show today.
Yes, it was. I'm sorry, Richie. You know, you don't want to sit on a bus and talk, let people, you know, you're talking about yourself. And
that's true. And I wanted to hear some Diana Ross stories, but we'll have to wait till the next time.
Yeah. And I wanted to hear about Don Henley.
Yeah, whether he's still angry or not.
Yeah,
Dr. Day said that earlier, that he's angry all the time. So we're going to finish.
Cheer up.
Don Henley needs to cheer up. We're going to finish up with this.
SRI Jazz is proud to present their newest release, This is Ray Brown Jr. That's right, Ella Fitzgerald's son continues to entertain audiences with his warm and charming vocals, making this one of the best vocal jazz albums of the year. Here are some sample tracks from the album. Visit our website to hear all of them in their entirety. Just go to srirecords.com or click on the banner in your media player now.
It's wonderful, marvelous, you should care for me. Awful nights, paradise, what I love to see. My baby, when she walks by, all the bells go, I know why. Simply 'cause that girl's so fine. If she'd ever leave me, I'd lose my mind. She's got the kind of loving, kissing and a hugging, sure he's mellow, glad that I'm a fella, and I know, 'cause she knocked me off my feet, have mercy on me. I know for certain, one I love, I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of, ain't misbehaving, say. Take the A train to go to Sugar Hill, way up in all.
You You've been listening to a few sample tracks from the new album, This Is Ray Brown Jr. You can hear all the songs in their entirety at srirecords.com. Support jazz music today at srirecords.com. Consideration provided by SRI Jazz.
You've been listening to Larry Batson's Wild World live, definitely live on Blog Talk Radio. Finish out the hour, here's Ray Charles doing a song from Revolver from the Beatles.
Yeah.